what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We have some high school sports to talk about here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to be picking up baseball and basketball because summer camps will be off and rolling. In fact, team get-togethers are now allowed here in the state of Utah. We're going to talk about that and more right now with our next guest, first-year head coach of the Emory High School boys basketball team. We have Coach Jeff Cincinnati here right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Good to get in, Jordan. Thanks.
Yeah, I know it's a fun time now because restrictions are starting to loosen up a little bit, which means you guys are going to be able to get some basketball work in this summer, and that's important for a first-year head coach. I'm sure it's been difficult up to this point for you.
It's been super difficult, you know, for me, for the boys, for parents, for everybody involved. You know, we've been kind of sitting on our thumbs, so to speak, for 2 or 3 months now and haven't been able to do a whole lot, and now everything's kind of lifting, like you said. I mean, not fully lifted on our restrictions, but a lot of stuff is being able to go on now, and it's just going to get super busy trying to slam all this into a few months worth of work, you know, since we've missed so much. But it's exciting. I'm going to get a chance to meet with the boys, introduce myself to them, hopefully get introduced to them and get going on some stuff for the summer. It's not going to be a full summer like we're normally used to having, but you know, right now anything is better than nothing.
Yeah, no question. I know it starts for you guys tonight, 7 o'clock. You're going to have an open gym, and you and I were talking a bit before we hopped on air. This is kind of an introduction, right? I mean, you've been the head coach for a month and a half now, but this is kind of an introduction tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of text messages and some phone calls from players, but you know, I've yet to meet them face to face and introduce myself. I've probably walked by half of them on the street, and they don't know me, and I don't know them. And you know, this is going to be a good chance tonight. We are meeting at the old gym at Emory High at 7 p.m. tonight, and going to have kind of an introduction, you know, period there where we're going to introduce ourselves, get to know one another a little bit, and then hopefully get on some drills and get ready and get going. But yeah, we got a lot to cover in a short amount of time, and it's exciting. It's a little bit nerve-wracking, to be honest with you, you know, stepping into this program. We talked about this before, you know, with some big shoes to fill and high expectations, which is what you want in a program. And it's why I chose to pursue it, because the expectations are high for this program. And expectations when I coach for any program I coach are high for me. So it's exciting for me. But, you know, to not have that chance to go to, you know, 5 or 6 summer camps this summer and spend a ton of time with these kids, it's going to be challenging, but, you know, everybody's going to be in the same boat when it comes down to it next fall, and we just need to make the best of our summer that we do have.
Well, let's talk about some of the restrictions that you have to obey, because I think maybe people get this idea that, okay, this is all over with. Well, it's not over with. There's still restrictions. There's still limitations that you have as a coach and for the program.
Yeah, I mean, the contact is not for the players so much, but between coach and players. You know, the high five and the this and that, the close meetings with them, close face-to-face meetings in big groups. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff, you know, making sure each one of them on an everyday basis doesn't have any symptoms of being sick. You got to keep a real close eye on them. You got to check with them before practice, you know, during practice, after practice, you know, no sharing of water bottles. A lot of things that, you know, we probably should have been practicing in the first place, but, you know, I think we all just kind of let it go. But we need to make a conscious effort with it now. When we do go to some of these camps, you know, we're not going to be able to sit in the gym and watch other teams. They want you in and out. They want as least amount of people in the gym as possible, and that's going to, you know, restrict visitors, parents to be watching games. It's going to be kind of just restricted to just teams and coaches only, which, you know, right now is what we need anyway. We need to just get in the gym and play. You know, it's unfortunate for parents to not be able to go and watch and do things and whatnot. But, you know, there's a lot of things we need to go over with the boys. You know, we got to clean basketballs after we're done with them. We got to just, there's, you know, a lot of different steps we need to take. But, you know, I had a meeting at Carbon High as well last week, and we went over what we need to do as coaches in our program there. And the big thing they said was if we don't, you know, start doing these and take this serious with what they're telling us we need to do, you know, they could cancel it all every season next year. The High School Activity Association is keeping a close eye on what we do this summer with our camps and with our teams, And are we abiding by the rules? Are we doing these things that they've set forth? And if we're not, you know, they may just pull the rug out from underneath us. So it's important that we do it. You know, cases are still on the rise now that things have opened up. And I think they knew that that was going to happen, but they're going to keep a close eye on everything. And at any time, they could just call up and say, hey, we're shutting it down. I mean, we're back to where we were a month ago, and we're not going to do these things. So not only do we have to worry about getting, you know, united as a basketball team and figuring one another out, we've got this, you know, this pandemic hanging over our head that we have to, you know, kind of watch. And it takes a lot of our time and effort to look at those things too. So it's a trying time for everybody, but, you know, I'm excited to get going.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Emory High School basketball team. And Coach, busy schedule. So tonight, you're back at it tomorrow morning. You'll be back at it Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday, you'll travel to Enterprise. What are some of the things that you try to implement as a new head coach in a program that has really had steady flow and steady ideas for the last 30-plus years? I mean, how do you try to implement this on really a short time frame?
Well, like I mentioned first, I mean, the introduction period is going to be the first thing, and that's going to be big tonight. We'll get some drill work in tonight. You mentioned come back in the morning. I want to get back with them in the morning, and then Thursday night again, because we are going to Enterprise, team camp at Enterprise on Friday and Saturday. But, you know, I don't want to jam a lot down their throat in a short amount of time. Get back to just some basic work stuff, some drills, some fundamental things, kind of implement some of what I do as a coach. I mean, they do a lot of great things already, and I just want to build on those things. You know, we mentioned the tradition part back in our early interview, and I want to make sure we continue those things. The work ethic and the hustle that team has always had, I don't want that to drop off at all. I want to, if we can, increase it. You know, and a lot of things will take care of themselves. I mean, as far as putting in new offenses and new defenses, you know, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel with this group, especially in the short amount of time that we will have. You know, we do want to put some of our own plays in and whatnot, but we want to build on what they do well already. I don't want to go into a program that's successful and start trying to change things. I mean, it's successful for a reason, but, you know, we do need to do things a little bit different and change a few things to the way I want to run them, which I think will be super easy. It's not anything difficult, but, you know, the time that we do have together, we just want to make the most of it. Kind of figure out who's our guy in this spot, who's our guy at this spot, you know, who's going to come off a bench, who's going to do these things, and just kind of, you know, get a feel for the guys and have them get a feel for me. You know, that's the biggest part. I mean, that to me is more important than putting any play in right now, is just to get a feel for each other.
So team camp this Friday and Saturday, team camp next Friday and Saturday. So what can you expect from those with all the restrictions that you went over? How many games are we looking at over the next couple of weekends?
For me, it's to get a chance to see how coachable are these kids. How do they respond to me? How do I respond to them? I mean, this team camp we're going to at Enterprise is going to be a varsity and then a sophomore freshman group. So we'll have two teams that will attend. You know, I think we're going to take 8 guys on each team. They are kind of restricting us on numbers that we can take. I can't take 20 guys on one team. So it's kind of restricting us as far as that's concerned. So not everybody's going to get a chance to go. You know, that's the bad thing. I know, you know, I may have 40 guys show up tonight at open gym, and I may only be able to take 16 guys to this team camp this weekend. So, you know, I don't want them to get frustrated. And then the following week when we go to Manti, now we're going to try and take 3 teams there. We'll take a varsity team, a JV team, and then a sophomore freshman team combined again. So hopefully the following weekend we'll be able to take a few more players and get them a chance to play, especially if they didn't get a chance to go this weekend. But just getting familiar, watching, you know, what habits they have, good or bad, and try and work on those. And again, the philosophy, the communication part. Those are all the big things that we need to work on right now. I'm big on communication. I'm big on my guys communicating on the floor. I love it when guys communicate and talk. I hate it when it's quiet out on the floor. And, you know, that's one thing I'm going to bring to their attention that I think they do a good job of. I think they communicate pretty well from what I've watched of them. I haven't watched them a lot, but Emory Spartan teams have always communicated well on the floor, and I think that's huge. And I want to make sure that I emphasize that is what I want to see as a coach. You know, you can be quiet off the floor. If you're a quiet, shy kid, that's fine. When you step on the floor, you know, we need to be vocal with each other. We need to talk to each other. We need to help each other. So those are things I'm going to be looking at, you know, when we're playing these kind of game atmosphere, you know, things at the tournament. You know, are we talking to each other? Are we helping each other? Or do we need to work on those things? It's really going to give me a chance to see what I feel like we need to work on, and then, you know, spend the rest of the summer and the early fall working on those things. So it's a good opportunity to go. You know, obviously we want to win games, but right now I'm not so concerned as how we go down and compete against, you know, a Dixie school that we're going to play at Enterprise, you know, who's a big school. I just want us to compete, and I want to see what we need to work on. You know, I think we'll play Cedar while we're there. You know, Enterprise. I mean, these are all good programs that have had good basketball programs, so it'll be good for us to play against them.
Coach, let's end with this. Last time we had you in, you had just recently been named head coach. Now you've had some time to put your fingerprints on the program, and I know you've also rounded out your coaching staff as well.
Yeah, we do need to talk about our coaching staff. You know, we've kind of solidified who's going to help us. Dakota Cisneros is going to be an assistant of mine, probably going to take more of the JV duties when it comes down to game time situation. Todd Huntington, a real good friend of mine, a guy that played with me when I was at Emory. He was a year behind me in school, was a great point guard when he played. He's going to come in and handle more of the sophomore team duties when we have games. And then Chase Julian, you know, is a kid who played for me at Carbon, a hard-nosed point guard, you know, who was relentless on the floor. You know, I haven't coached too many kids that had Chase's motor. Just need to try and wrap him up a little bit now and have him put his efforts into coaching, and he's excited, and, you know, he's going to try and help out with everything we do, and then when we do have some freshman games, kind of take the lead there. But I'm excited about our coaching staff, other than we're all point guards by trade, so, you know, we're going to have to learn how to mix in some big man drills, which I'm sure I'll take over since I've kind of grown into being a big man myself compared to where I was in high school. I still think I'm a point guard when I play the game, but I have to go down and play on the block now when I do things. But I'm excited about those guys coming into our program and what each one of them will bring. You know, I told them all I want them to be the best coaches they can be. I've always supported this theory that the best head coach has the best assistant coaches surrounding him. I'm never afraid to bring somebody in who knows more than I know, who brings new ideas, and that's what I want these guys to do. I mean, the better the ideas, the better we're going to be as a team. Obviously, you know, I oversee everything when it comes down to being the head coach, but I'm excited to give those guys a lot of responsibilities defensively, offensively, out-of-bound plays, you know, set plays, whatever it happens to be. I'm going to ask them to put their touches on everything as a coaching staff, and you know, and I'm excited for it. So we'll get started and have the guys, you know, introduce themselves to all of our coaches tonight, and the same with all of our coaches, because none of these guys have had an opportunity to coach every single one of these guys. You know, Todd has some experience coaching at the junior high level in Emory County, so he does know some of the freshman, sophomore group age kids, which is going to help us. But, you know, Chase, myself, and Dakota are all pretty new to these kids, so it's going to be exciting, and I'm excited to have those guys on my staff.
Well, Coach, I'm excited to be talking basketball, or at least local sports, once again. I know you guys have a lot of work to do in a very short period of time, but I do appreciate you stopping by today to give us an update. Before I let you go, once again, give me all the logistics of what you have coming up.
So we'll meet tonight, and anyone that's interested in playing basketball at Emory High, you know, next season should show up if they can, 7 p.m. at the old gym at Emory High School. Tomorrow, I'm going to say probably 7 a.m. in the morning at the old gym tomorrow morning, and then 7 p.m. again Thursday night this week, and then we will go to camp Thursday, Friday this week. And then as far as next week goes, it's probably going to be a kind of similar thing where we'll go Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. again, and probably Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., and then we'll go to camp again at Manti Thursday and Friday. So again, I've got a Facebook page with Emory High Basketball that I'm trying to keep, you know, everybody kind of updated on what's going on. I'll keep posting on that page. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to call me. My number is posted just about everywhere, you know, in Carbon and Emory County for the last 30 years. It's been on, you know, every kitchen table and every bathroom stall. So let's put it that way. So you can find me somewhere. But anyway, I'm super excited, and I appreciate you getting me in again, you know, today, Jordan, and trying to get this word out about basketball and everything that's going on again in the Castle Country. I mean, baseball's picking up. in every aspect, and it's going to get to be a busy time, and I just want everybody to be safe and, you know, keep following these restrictions we have. Keep yourself safe, you know, do what you have to do so that we can, you know, ensure that these kids have a sports season when it comes to high school next year as well.
Coach, I definitely appreciate the time, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Jordan.
We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll move over to the national sports scene right after this, live from the Auto Forum Studios.